This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. What retailers pay for eggs? Wholesale is down about half a buck to $2.92 per dozen last week, says the Agriculture Department, citing reduced demand. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from ordering Harvard University not to admit foreign students. University is suing, calling it a blatant violation of the First Amendment, due process clause, among other things. The president at the White House.
They have $52 billion as an endowment. They have $52 billion. And this country is paying billions and billions of dollars and then gives student loans and they have to pay back the loans. So Harvard's going to have to change its ways.
Wall Street's major indexes are sharply lower after President Trump threatened a 50% tax on all imports from the European Union and a 25% tariff on Apple products unless iPhones are made in America. Treatment for a brain fluid buildup disorder has Billy Joel canceling concerts. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing will stay closed through Memorial Day weekend. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers earlier this week, prompting the closure. There's no estimated time for when the bridge will reopen, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. The DNR is reminding ATV and UTV riders to wear helmets, seatbelts, and follow traffic and route rules this Memorial Day weekend. Last year, 40 people died in ATV or UTV crashes in Wisconsin, most of them with the rider not wearing a helmet. In addition, 150 ATV or UTV crashes happened on roadways in the state last year. The DNR says to follow traffic laws, don't drink or do drugs before or during a ride, and let someone know where you're going and when you'll return. You can find more ATV and UTV information on the DNR website. We're a week away from June, which means it's almost time for June Dairy Month. In Monroe County, the June Dairy Breakfast will be held at Chapman Farms near Toma from 7 until 11 a.m. on June 7th. The farm, which began operating in 1888, has over 1,100 cows. In La Crosse County, the Dairy Breakfast will be held at Interstate Fairgrounds in West Salem on June 14th from 6 until 11 a.m. The La Crosse Dairy Breakfast was temporarily canceled due to a lack of volunteers, but organizers said in April the event will now happen next month. The unofficial start to summer will be comfortable, sunny, and dry. Highs each day through Memorial Day will top out in the upper 60s or low 70s. Mostly sunny skies will dominate the weekend. In addition to sunshine, there won't be much wind to speak of, so fire danger will stay low. Our next chance of rain returns Monday into Tuesday when we could see some light showers. Temperatures will warm up well into the 70s next week with more rain chances as well. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts. It's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from beautiful Lake Wissota, Wisconsin, in the Chippewa Valley. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, back home at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Zommers, good afternoon. It is Friday, TGIF, May 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have all of you along with us. Zommers, it's the sun is starting to come out a little bit here, as for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, beautiful Lake Wissota right behind us here. Many thanks to our colleague, Pat Kreitlow, for letting us set up here in his backyard where he does, well, he doesn't do it, as he said, from the backyard, but he does it from his home studio here, the Lake Wissota studios of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. Zommers, how are things back down in Madtown?
Beautiful day here as well. Really sunny. And, you know, it's only 60, maybe 62 or 3 degrees, which I love. So
I know you do. I know you do. And you love the cooler weather. It is the kickoff of the Memorial Day weekend here. We came up last night, and a big shout out to my favorite youngest niece, Isabel Galloy, as she, along with all of her classmates at Eau Claire Memorial High School, graduated last night. The old Abes here in Eau Claire. It was a good time had by all. We're continuing the festivities over the weekend. I know a lot of people have weekend plans, and a little bit later this half hour, we're going to lighten things up and bring on our friend Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, and talk about the wild and wacky nature of human behavior. Before we go any further, I want to once again give everybody the text to win word this hour. Up until 4 o'clock here, up for grabs are four tickets at our club-level seats for next Tuesday's game on May 27th, the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Boston Red Sox. The first pitch at 6:40 p.m. Make sure you are able to go. If so, dial up the old Civic Media app on your smartphone. Open it up. You'll have a little icon there that says text. Click on that and then text the following word right now. The word is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. Text the word SCORE, singular form. Remember, the computer chooses this, so any misspelling, you're out of luck. The word is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Text it right now, SCORE, to the Civic Media app to be eligible to win in our Friday ticket, our free ticket Friday Brewers giveaway. But right now, coming up here at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, I want to turn to the phone line
And joining us via phone right now is the chairman of the board of directors for the Badger Honor Flight, Brian Ziegler, who is on the phone. Big event this weekend down at Kopke's Greenhouse in Dane County in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon. They're having a brat stand tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And all the proceeds from that, as well as their big plant sale on Sunday at 3 p.m., goes to 100% of the proceeds to the Badger Honor Flight. Brian joins us via phone right now. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you. When I get on the road, Brian, I get a little spacey, and I thought I booked you for this hour, and you were kind enough to show up at the top of the show. So thank you for bearing with us and rearranging your schedule for us. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
So tell us a little bit about, for those that might not have heard, I know you get a lot of press, at least on local television, when these flights come back home, but I'm sure there are people that are like, Badger Honor Flight, what is this all about? Tell someone who might not have heard of your organization what you are.
Badger Honor Flight is part of the Honor Flight Network, which is comprised of 130, we're called hubs, across the United States. And our mission is to take veterans to Washington, D.C. at no cost to them to visit the memorials built in their honor. And so for us, it's a one-day trip. We leave Madison typically around 7 a.m. and we get out to D.C. Ronald Reagan Airport. And we visit the Arlington National Cemetery, the Marine Corps Memorial, Air Force Memorial, Vietnam, Korea and the World War II memorials, and sometimes the Pentagon 9/11 memorial. And we do all that in one day. Then we come back to Dane County Regional Airport here in Madison, and we have thousands of people there waiting to welcome them home. We have a band that plays. American Red Cross is there serving refreshments, sign-making area for the kids. And it's just a great way to long overdue thank you and welcome home to our veterans.
It's an incredible organization. I can't say enough great things about you folks. I know our friend and colleague Phil Nee at WRCO Richland Center has had you on his show and talked to you. I know our friend and colleague Jane Matt Nair on air every morning from 9 until 11 on the network. She's had, I believe, people, because there's a, I don't know what to call it, a sister companion organization out of Milwaukee, right, that does a similar thing.
Yes, there's actually six of us hubs in Wisconsin. So, yes, there's Stars and Stripes out of Milwaukee.
So this is a great way for people all around the state, wherever your hub is at, to get involved. But I'm most familiar with the Badger Honor Flight out of Madison. Like I say, the TV stations, most of them do a really great job at these homecomings. Tell us how this began, Brian. My understanding was originally to honor World War II veterans as they started to just age to a point where they were dying before they ever got properly honored. Was it with them or was it with Vietnam vets, or how did this start?
Actually, about 2 days ago was our 20th anniversary of the first ever honor flight trip. And that was coordinated by Earl Morse out of Ohio. And the World War II Memorial had been dedicated the year prior, and Earl had worked in the VA hospital system. And he talked with several of his patients who were World War II veterans and quickly found out that these men and women didn't have the financial wherewithal to go visit the memorial that took so long to be built, that was built in their honor. And Earl got this idea together that, well, you know what, he was a pilot and he got 12 Cessnas to take 12 veterans out to Washington, D.C. And that's how he started it. And then the other co-founder of the Honor Flight Network is Jeff Miller, who started up a similar organization out of Hendersonville, North Carolina, in honor of his dad, mm-hmm. World War II veteran. And he did a charter flight. Earl and Jeff learned about each other, got together, and they have now formed what we now call the Honor Flight Network. And since 20 years ago, we have flown over 317,000 veterans nationwide.
Wow. Congratulations. That is just absolutely amazing. Talking to Brian Ziegler, the chairman on the board of directors for Badger Honor Flight out of Madison. Brian, talk to us a little bit, because Kopke's Greenhouse, they do this annual event. I think Gordy said they raised north of, I'll have the number wrong, but I know it was north of $12,000 between the auction and the brat stand out there. Do you folks fund Badger Honor Flight? Is it totally funded on donations, or how does this happen financially?
Yes, Badger Honor Flight is funded 100% by donations and guardian fees, and we are also 100% volunteer ran. So we don't have any paid staff, any paid facilities that we got to pay for. So pretty, we're proud to say that over 96 cents of every dollar that's donated to us goes straight to that flight day.
That's incredible. When you say guardian fees, what does that entail?
Every one of our veterans has a guardian who is responsible for companionship, and more importantly, the safety of the veteran, everything from leaving Madison that day throughout D.C. and getting home that night. So so each of those guardians pays a $500 fee to go along on the flight.
Sure. Sure. Makes sense. You got to pay for their ticket, obviously, as well. I just think it's amazing that the community, again, this is part of what makes Wisconsin great, Brian. I don't care what party, what candidate people voted for. I would hope that, and so many of us do in Wisconsin, Wisconsinites, we rally behind those who served. Because, again, we might not have always agreed with the conflict or the war they were in, but all of us should be thanking and honoring the men and women who put on the uniform to protect our freedoms. And this is just an amazing thing that you all do. Again, for those watching on the stream or for our listeners, if you want to get involved to help raise money for Badger Honor Flight, go to Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, for their brat stand. All the drinks proceeds and food proceeds go to Badger Honor Flight. And then on Sunday, at 3 p.m., they're auctioning off about 45 or so of these big, beautiful planter pots live there at Kopke's at 3 p.m. If you can't make it, if you're listening to other parts of the state and you want to help out, here's the number. Zomers has it on the screen. We'll put it in the show notes as well. 608-835-7569. 608-835-7569. And as you just heard Brian there say, what, 96 cents of every dollar goes 100% to the Badger Honor Flight.
Yes. Yeah. That's each of these flights cost $135,000. So when you donate money to us, we put every penny possible towards those flights. We're very mindful of our generous donors and the money they give us.
Yeah. Just a couple minutes left here, Brian, before we let you go. Just give us a personal memory. I'm assuming you've probably gone on at least a couple of these, or you've talked to veterans or their families, their guardians, as you call them, when they come back. Give folks just a personal memory of yours, something that really touched you, and why you're involved in Badger Honor Flight.
I got involved years ago by a fellow Iraqi war veteran that I served with. He got me involved, and it's been one of the best things I've ever have done in my life. But the personal is actually on the last flight, so that's very recent for me. We have an area out there. They're doing a lot of renovation in D.C. by the Thomas Jefferson FDR Memorial, and the path is under repair. And I had a veteran and one of our volunteers out there say that this veteran and the guardian wished to walk on the walkway that we had said, please do not walk because it's unsafe. And I come to find out that the veteran used to live in D.C., and him and his wife did, and they used to walk this path for years, and it would had a lot of sentimental value for him. So I said, yes, I will go with them, and so that he could have one last memory. He had his wife's photo with him, and he was holding it, and every so often he would stop, go by a chair, go by a tree, which had a special meaning. And I've come across a lot in my years doing this with Badger Honor Flight, but to help a veteran have an extra special memory out there that was not related to a memorial, but more personal, that really hit home for me.
Incredible story, Brian. And I think you just encapsulated it perfectly. Each of these flights there is a memory for each veteran. It means something. It's not just a trip, not just a day vacation. It's a deep-held meaning to have that, for some people, closure, for some people, a thanks. But this is an individual, and we talk a lot about how do we honor people. This is by getting involved and donating to Badger Honor Flight, you're giving each one of these veterans a personal memory. Am I correct?
That is exactly correct.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody gets involved. Have a great event at Kopke's this weekend. We'll keep plugging it throughout the show. Brian Ziegler, thank you so much, and best of luck with these Badger Honor Flights. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Yep, our pleasure. Come on back. We will do our next round of What's Worse. Stay with us. We're live from Lake Wissota across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour.
Welcome back to beautiful Lake Wissota. Well, there's no storms yet.
No. Commerce, what are you doing?
Welcome back. We are live on location, Todd Allball Show, across the Civic Media Radio Network here in beautiful Lake Wissota, on the shores thereof, with our host at the Kreitlow Compound, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, every morning from 6 until 9, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, we are going to maybe go off the pontoon, but a little nippy right now. We'll do it at a future show.
A little bit. I like how for years now, I've been in this house for 30 years, and occasionally people refer to it as the Kreitlow compound. To see it in writing down here on the screen now on social media is that's a little off-putting, to
really?
Be honest.
Okay.
It sounds like there should be, you know, bars up to keep you from getting out.
It's like the Kennedy compound, you know, as long as there's no
okay. You're better off with the Gilligan's Island references than Chappaquiddick or anything else like
say,
that,
right?
So yeah, we could do a three-hour tour here.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a future show. Many thanks to Brian Ziegler of the Badger Honor Flight. Great organization, Pat. He was saying, like, there are six chapter is basically around the state of Wisconsin. I know you've talked about it on your show. Jane's talked about on hers. But they do such great work for our veterans across Wisconsin.
Well, of course. And it's just so important to not only maintain that level of respect, which is done in many ways, by the way, you know, protecting healthcare and things like that, but also the signs of appreciation and these signs of honor that, as you said, was started with an aging World War II generation and continues on.
Yeah. If people want to donate this weekend, again, the number at Kopke's is 608-835-7569. 608-835-7569. Before we do what's worse, quickly on the phone lines, I believe we have Ollie. Ollie from the North Woods. Ollie, guess what? I'm north of Highway 29, so I'm technically in the North Woods.
Say, I'm looking for Ollie right now.
Ollie, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I had heard earlier about your Honor Flight program and the flowers, and it reminded me that I had seen an episode on NCIS of an actual Honor Flight thing, and it was in season 14, episode 19. I looked it up. It starred Bruce McGill, who was a Vietnam vet, and it is really quite moving, and would people would definitely enjoy watching that program and seeing just how it's handled and how good it is for the veterans.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate you sharing that. Thank you.
That's a very nice little TV tip there.
I would. Our friend Kelly Call, former president of CBS, appreciate the diligence and of NCIS.
Well, especially now with the streaming age, you can look up anything like by episode.
Right.
So that was nice.
Thanks, Ollie. I really appreciate that. A good shout out there. Great when television can take a moment to salute real life as well. All right, it is 26 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Let's do a quick one. One time once again for what's worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard all across all 11 News Talk sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise your business than Civic Media. Find out how at civicmedia.us. All right, Zommers, timely indeed. It is Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people coming to the North Woods, right, Pat? You get the influx of the fibs of all the folks coming in from Illinois. So today's category, timely indeed, what's worse, a Southern accent or a Chicago accent? A Southern accent or a Chicago accent? A Freudian slip.
Well, accent. There's a lot of freeways there.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app.
Todd, I feel like you got to be really careful with this one. Like you're potentially upsetting two very important groups of people. Our head of HR has a Southern accent, and the new Pope has a Chicago accent, or is at least from Chicago.
Well, okay, I'll grant you one there, but honestly, do I get a vote?
Sure, of course, you're here. You're our host.
What's worse?
Yeah.
It's got to be the Chicago accent, the Southern one. When you meet, we've got people on our staff. We've got an outlet in North Carolina. We've got people from Georgia, and they have this lovely lilt to their voice, right? You know. But then Chicago.
Right. I think Tony on watching YouTube, on YouTube.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I think he puts it best. He just says, "Ugh, Chicago."
But the tourism areas up here.
We love you. Bring your money. Absolutely, come. Come talk to us. It's not about football, please.
Exactly.
And Dan Schumacher, who's on all the time, he's just up a river right now and is insufferable during Cubs season.
Really?
Yeah. And Bear season.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, a Southern accent or a Chicago accent? Zommers, I don't have my text up in front of me here, so if you got a text in, let me know.
I will
we
do
can,
that.
You can read it out. I tend to agree with you, Pat. I think I find Southern accents kind of cool and charming on most people.
Most people. Now, it can be done, as you a lot of times see in the movies, like in a very condescending way. You know, Buford T. Justice on Smokey and the Bandit or something like that. Usually if it's some kind of a
Boss Hog.
Boss Hog.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yes. Really, all we do, it's two old guys in their rocking chairs talking about old TV.
Do you know years ago, because Tom Wopat, who was on that show, was from Lodi, Wisconsin, and Schneider. It was
John Schneider, yeah.
Yeah, they were Bo and Luke Duke or yeah. whatever. Yeah. My mom and sister and I, right before the show went on the air, they were at the Vilest Zoo in Madison, Wisconsin. Before they were Bo and Luke, they were big deals. Yeah, and so you had a Wisconsin guy, Tom Wopat, trying to do a Southern accent.
Oh, gosh.
On Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, remember that show very well.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time. I guess I'm going to say Chicago accent is worse. All right. Well, come on back. We'll talk to our old friend Peter Rapine, the world of the wild and the wacky. Don't go anywhere. It's the Town Hall Ball Show from Lake Wissota. Yee-haw! On the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Recently, the U.S. has been exporting large amounts of cheese, but that also has made it harder for traders to find fresh cheese. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and Matt Trainel, a dairy analyst with EverEgg, is here to explain why it's so hard for them to find the fresh cheese, as well as what these traders would like to see soon.
Physical traders out there are trying to fulfill some contracts, and they're having a little bit more difficulty finding maybe some of that fresh available cheese that's traded on a day-by-day basis on the CME Spot Dairy Index and auction. And so they've essentially been pushing this to try to get that product in the hands of their consumers. Now, as we continue to push higher and higher, as we start to maybe get a little bit closer to the world market, there's probably not maybe as much territory to make up.
Trainel says that the U.S. is hopeful and optimistic that we will catch up to the world market when it comes to cheese prices. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Zimbrick Chevrolet, Dane County's number one volume Chevy dealer with over 70 new Chevy trucks to choose from. Zimbrick Chevrolet East Madison, Sun Prairie, and ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets look on the close this Friday. It looks like we're ending the week on a bit of a sour note as cash corn is down 3.5 cents at 459.5, with new crop corn down 2.5 at 415.75. Cash soybeans are down 7.25 at 1060.25, with new crop soybeans closing down 4.75 at 1050.5. July wheat contracts closed down 2 cents at 542.5. Class 3 milk is also seeing losses, with June contracts down 49 cents at 1934 hundredweight, and July contracts down 28 cents at 1967 hundredweight. 40-pound blocks saw a loss of 7.75 cents and is sitting at 187, and butter is up 5.75 at 242. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's an all-star pre-recorded cast of guests with WBAY's Emerson Lehman, director Michael Collins, Civic Media's Eliza Cusson, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Live on location from beautiful Lake Wissota in northern Wisconsin, this is the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. TGIF, that means it's Friday. No better way to end the week than with our friend, our ongoing contributor. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World, joining us from beautiful Brooklyn, New York. It's Mr. Peter Rapine. Peter, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here with you.
Oh, you're too kind. Well, you always feel better when you join us, Peter, because at the end of the show, we have a smile on our face after we've laughed a little bit, and it always makes us feel better spending time with you.
And same for me, because it's a nice way to sign off every week. I get reminded of some of my favorite stories. I get to make you laugh. We all have a ball.
We absolutely do. We're here at beautiful Lake Wissota, as you see behind me here. Now, before, because people are curious, people have built up a rapport with you, Peter. They've they come to know you a little bit, and we appreciate that about you. You've told us now a couple weeks ago that you've met this new significant other, this young woman in Mexico, and we understand now things are going very well, and you're going to Europe now to meet her. Is this right?
I am. She's out there right now. She's actually listening right now too. So
is she really?
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I thought I was doing pretty well at Lake Wissota, but it ain't no Zurich.
Yeah, she's meeting friends, and so I'm going to meet her in Zurich, and we're going to Berlin, two places I've never been. So
really, I've heard Berlin is a big club, but it's like a big party place.
That's what they say.
Are you a big Peter? Now, Peter, this is very interesting to me, because are you the kind of guy that likes to go out into clubs and dance until 3 a.m, or are you more of a wine and chill guy?
It depends on the day. But I live in New York, so there few nights are better than nights when you leave your house at midnight and you don't get home until 6 a.m.
A few nights are better, you're saying?
Yeah. So I do. I like to go out and I live
That tells me everything I need to know.
You can definitely find a lot of that in Berlin. A lot of techno. Mm-hmm.
Have you been?
I'm really excited.
No, I'm just familiar with a lot of musicians who live and/or work there.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, we'll have to have a full update when you return from Europe, Peter.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to that. All right. Here we go. All these stories can be found at ebombsworld.com, ebombsworld.com. And as a reminder, these are not fiction. This is not stuff that Peter has made up. These are actual real headlines from actual real stupid humans. Am I right?
Yes. And no one either dumber or smarter than the first guy in our first story today. Headline reads, a DoorDash driver accidentally ended up on the Chicago O'Hare runway.
A DoorDash driver accidentally ends up on the Chicago O'Hare runway. How did this come about?
They don't know, actually. No one is sure how he got there. He didn't get charged. They let him go scot-free. They were like, here's the exit, good sir. But they don't know how he ended up there. And I wonder if he even knows. Probably someone ordered DoorDash on a plane or at the airport, or maybe it was a worker or someone in, you know, like the plane maintenance facility. No one knows. But he didn't get in trouble. I imagine maybe he just, you know, gave the officers who pulled him over a free hamburger and they let him go.
I have so many questions. First of all, I have great admiration for whoever ordered it, because with the wacky airlines right now, people are spending hours stuck inside of a plane on a tarmac, either unable to get off or mm-hmm. unable to take off. And so I think it's hilarious if someone was caught there. Well, what the heck? I'm going to order DoorDash, right? This will show them. So that's number one. Number two, though, I mean, it seems like to me, whenever I go to the airport, if I just take the wrong, you know, turn to a restroom, I find myself in trouble at the TSA. How in the world did this guy get onto the tarmac?
Right. Obviously, some security had a slight. They left the door open. They left the gate open. Mm-hmm. So, right. Fault probably not on him as much as it is on whoever's supposed to keep DoorDash drivers off of the runway. Like, if you can get onto the runway, it's not really your fault. It's someone else's
the person, fault. Peter says, the guy who's supposed to keep DoorDash people off the runway, as if there's a certain person just for that.
I imagine there probably should be.
Well, obviously now there certainly should be. All right, well, that's so, and also the guy didn't get in trouble. That's crazy.
No, I think that's the best part of the story.
Right.
Yeah. The guys are just probably impressed. Home. Like, I've never seen this before. Good thing you didn't get hit by a plane or something.
I think you're onto something, though. He probably just goes, hey, I got McDonald's here, Chipotle. You want some Chipotle?
Yeah, right. Who wants it?
All right, Peter Ray Pine, next headline.
Next headline comes to us from New Jersey.
New Jersey
man crashes his car, insists it's only because he was trying to get some meatball sandwiches.
New Jersey man, not Florida man, New Jersey man crashes his car, but insists it was only to get some meatballs. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is one of the funnier police body cams we've seen. And it's a supercut of sorts of a man on his car is in a ditch on the side of the road. And he is just talking. He kind of sounds a little drunk, but he's just talking about how he's in a rush to get meatball subs. And we have some really great audio for it.
All right, here we go, Zomers.
My kids wanted some meatball sandwiches. The kids wanted meatball sandwiches.
All right.
Like, meatball sandwiches.
Fair enough.
So I'm like, I'm going to take the van and get some meatball sandwiches. I'm like, they're like, hit me up with some Wawa, get us some meatball. They wanted everything in the whole house is like meatball sandwiches.
I got you.
You said, hey, get some meatball sandwiches.
Hey, listen, your kids want meatball sandwiches.
This literally is a meatball sandwich result.
You like the meatball sandwiches, though? They're good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But have you been to the new shop on Route 70, Ryan and Harris?
Ricky Bobby, don't put the seal on me. I love me some confrontation. I've been in the cage. I've been in the ring. I've been in combat. I live a half mile from here.
He clearly gets bullied by his family, like, as he's tipsy to go on a Wawa run for meatball subs.
That was that's some of the best audio you've ever brought us. That was spectacular. And I have a feel, there's a part of me that thinks if it wasn't New Jersey, is this guy doing DoorDash in Chicago? Well, you know, the door is some meatballs on the plane, well, some wah wah wah, and here I am.
Well, that guy probably had some, what are those, the Chicago, the beef sandwiches?
Yeah, the Chicago beef.
The Chicago beef. That's what that guy had.
That was fantastic. We're talking to Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, with the wild and wacky week in review, actual crazy humans doing actual crazy human stuff. Peter Rapine, next headline.
Okay, the next one we have, this one might actually be the best audio of the week. Dude links uncle's Tesla's turn signals to fart sound. So basically what a guy did is he hacked his uncle's Tesla. And you can turn the sounds in the car to different things. And he turned it so that every time he put on his turn signal, it made fart noises. And this
inside
is his
the
reaction
car.
Inside the car. And this is the reaction when he finds out.
All right, here we go. A man has hot-wired his uncle's Tesla. Every time the turn signal goes on, it plays fart noises on the speakers. Here we go.
We're gonna go right. Take that off. You know what? You're a sick man.
Just in case you couldn't hear it listening on the radio, he says, you know what? You're a sick man.
You're a sick man. That's the sound of a guy who has given up.
Right.
He's like, I have nothing left to say.
And this just goes to prove, I keep saying this, Peter Rapine, I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. Because this just, when you get to a certain age, I would not know how to shut that off if, like, my nieces or my godsons were doing this. And so I have a certain amount of empathy for this guy. He's bought a Tesla. He's probably a little ashamed now he has a Tesla. And now his kids are putting fart noises on his turn signal.
Yeah, he's definitely stuck that way. But I think deep down he's enjoying it. I think there's a small part of him who's like,
yes.
I love my nephew. Oh, funny guy.
I kind of think you're right about that. He was thinking, well, you know, while I was her age, I probably would have done the same thing.
I would have done the same thing. Yeah. I mean, the future's pretty cool, though. You know, you might burn alive in your Tesla, but at least it's going to be making fart noises while you do.
You'll at least laugh on your way to death. So, yeah. Heck of a way to go out. All right, Peter Rapine from EPOM's World. All these can be found at EPOMsWorld.com. Next, wacky headline.
Let's meet the woman with the world's loudest burp.
Oh, are you talking about my sister? Let's meet the woman with the world's loudest burp. All right.
So a woman named Kimberly Winter from Virginia, 33 years old, registered a burp at 107.3 decibels. And she is now the official record holder for the world's loudest burp. And she credits her loud burps to Sprite, if you were wondering.
Really?
In her belly, Sprite makes the most gas.
Now, I have a lot of questions on this. Is this a world record holder where they bring in like some sort of a measurement thing to the sound?
Yes.
Or what?
Yeah.
Really?
We have some audio.
All right.
Quick note before I play it. So 107.3 decibels, the average rock concert registers between 90 and 120. So her burp is as loud as a rock concert standing in the front row.
Oh, my God.
As loud as the Foo Fighters.
Here we go.
The best drink would probably be a Sprite with a snack. And then all of a sudden you just let a big monster burp rip. My name is Kimberly Winter.
107.3.
And I hold the world record for the women's loudest burp. I've always been told that I was the loudest burper anyone's ever heard. One time I got kicked out of a bar just for one burp. A lot of people, they're disgusted at the dinner table. My mom hated when I burped, but I started recording my burps on TikTok and it really took off. A lot of my fans like me to burp their name. My audience grew really fast, so just be yourself because you never know how many people out there are gonna enjoy you for just being you.
For just being you. Holy macaroni. That was fantastic. How many followers does she have? That's what I want to know. I bet it's huge.
I don't know. I'll follow back on that.
I mean, the fact that she created TikTok, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She kind of blew up on TikTok and then. Yeah.
And there's the music and the drama. I'm going to tell my. It's like a ESPN 30 on 30, 30 for 30 or something.
Well, the video
and it's a woman who
is,
just belches.
It's the video itself is produced by a channel called 60 Second Docs. So they make these kind of cute little promotional videos for weird, you know, internet stories. But I.
Peter, what the hell am I doing out here next to Lake Wissota with my little dog and pony show where I could be belching for a living and with a lot more money and a lot more followers? I'm going around taking this equipment all across the state trying to talk about news when I should just be belching. You understand?
You probably should be. My one question is, why is burping segregated by sex? Why not male and female competing together?
I don't know. My sister could give her a run for the money, though. My sister's a loud belcher. We should have her on the show sometime. Yeah, right. All right, stay tuned. More with Peter Rapine on the other side. The Wild Wacky Week in Review. And Kreitlow may bring us a drink. Stay tuned or Lake Wissota on the All Ball Show.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser. We have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on location at Lake Wissota across the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Brittany Merlot and her weather team with a weather update. I'll tell you what it is. Nice. That's what it is up here at Lake Wissota. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, in with a look at what's happening across the state of Wisconsin in terms of sports. And then stay tuned for Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6. And then Pete Schwabe live from WGBW in Green Bay with Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Right now joined here on set, which is beside Lake Wissota at the stately Kreitlow Manor, by our fine host himself, the host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 across the network, Mr. Kreitlow, who has brought us a beverage. Cheers, Patrick.
It's old-fashioned time, old-fashioned o'clock here on Lake Wissota.
Oh, that's the real deal. Oh, my word, you're fantastic.
Had a little practice here over time. Some might say too much, but.
Well, we're joined, Pat, by our old friend, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, for our annual look at the wild and wacky here, the week in review. Peter, I'm sorry I don't have an old-fashioned for you. but let's take a look at the next headline. Oh, he has his own little drink there. All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
Peter.
I'm drinking a coffee. The next headline, and I know I've said this a few times now, but this is actually my favorite audio of the week. It's the type of story that I think only can happen in America. Headline reads, Walmart shopper has lighthearted running with the woman who stabbed him.
Walmart shopper has a lighthearted run-in with the woman that stabbed him. All right, go ahead.
And the preface is, I'll just say, most people say forgiveness isn't true, but true forgiveness is real. It's difficult, and this man can teach us all a lesson in that. Run the audio, that,
we,
Aaron.
All right, here we go. Audio.
Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Now, what happened? What'd you do to me, Sarah? Well, I caused it, though.
I stabbed him.
Stabbed me, and I flew in a helicopter. I died twice, but you know what? I'm a reborn Christian, and I just hugged her, and I told her. She said, I apologize. I was young, and we were on drugs.
I was stupid. Like, I made a mistake. I was drunk. I mean, you know.
Yeah, she killed me. Give me a hug. I love you, girl. Don't worry about it. Come and see me preach in 2 weeks.
I'm on Facebook.
Come and, what did he say? Come and hear me preach in 2 weeks?
Come and hear me preach, yeah. Yeah.
Pat, is there a lot of stabbings up here at Walmart in northern Wisconsin?
I was going to make some kind of a comment about Clark County, but, you know, it's...
I'm not sure, Peter Rapine, if someone had stabbed me, whether I would have that much. I might forgive them. I would go to another aisle if I saw them at Walmart.
Yeah, especially why is there video running up this, right? You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, clearly he just ran into her. And he's a new man, and he just wanted to say hi and post it for his fans on TikTok.
My favorite line about the TikTok.
It's always about the TikTok.
Well, my favorite line, he says, she killed me twice. Like, yeah, he died twice. In the helicopter twice. Yeah.
The guy was med-flighted? Oh, my God.
Yes, there's a lot of backstory to that one.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, that's got many layers about youth, stupidity, alcohol, sharp instruments. Yeah,
no sharp instruments, just a little alcohol right now. All right, Rapine, next headline.
This one comes to us from Minnesota, and it was from the end of the Timberwolves-Warriors series, the game after the Timberwolves closed the series out. So it's like 5 or 6 days old. A Timberwolves fan did a bump on live TV.
A Timberwolves fan, which is right across the river here. We're not too far away from Minnesota
this way.
Sorry.
Here, yeah.
I did a bump. Explain to people who might not know what a bump is, Rapine.
So I'll try to say this without getting you guys in too much trouble. A bump is doing a small amount of a certain type of party drug that you would see in like an 80s movie.
Cocaine, we can say that.
Miami. Oh, you can say cocaine? Okay. Yeah. Doing a little bit of cocaine. Yeah, yeah. So he's in the stands and he pulls out a little vial, taps it onto the top of his hand, and just blows it.
And the thing is, somebody, some director, and Kreitler was on TV, someone said, take camera one and let it on the air.
I'm still stuck on bump. That's how old I am. That bump is the little shot glass of Jameson that you order with a beer. And, you know, so you get a beer and you get a bump.
Yeah.
You kids and your what you've done to our definitions. You've taken.
Did they used to call it a key? What do they call it?
What do they call blowback in your day, Pat?
I believe that was called Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. This is fun. All right. Anything else on that?
No.
There's really nothing else you can say about
it. Some guys celebrating.
We can't top live drug use on TV. No.
All right. One final headline here, one or two, quickly.
Yeah. One final headline reads, Dom explains how she prepares to poop on someone.
Dom?
And by Dom, it's short for the word dominatrix.
So this woman is
a dominatrix who gets paid to poop on men. And she gives us a rundown into how she prepares for this the night before. And we have some good audio for it.
We have audio? All right, here we go.
Prepare for my Dom session with me. So the prep for this session starts the night before because this man likes to be on. If you are new here, yes, right. We do this every single month. LOL. I wanted Jamaican food, so we got Jamaican food this time. Of course, I have to try to eat it all. If you know about Jamaican food, this was so much food.
All
but
right,
I
this
not.
Is enough. Kreitler right now is going, I used to be a legitimate anchor.
I used to have house rules here.
On television. And I got stuck with Alba talking about Adama Matrix, having a beverage.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. On that note, Peter Rapine, thank you. You can find all these stories at epomsworld.com, the wild and wacky of human behavior, the week in review. Thank you, Peter. Have a great and safe trip over to the EU. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Take care.
All right, thank you very much, Peter Rapine, everybody. Many thanks to all of our guests, not the least of which, Mr. Pat Kreitler, for being our host today. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 8 with Mornings of Pat Kreitler. Also, James Kelly, Brady Ewing, Brian Ziegler, and Peter Rapine, and Zomer is back at home. We'll see you. We have a special show for you on Memorial Day. Be safe out there. Take time to remember those who served us and who gave up their lives. Pat, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you for coming up.
Thank you very much. Maggie Dawn is next. See you on Monday.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After the Trump administration ordered Harvard University not to admit any foreign students, the school got a federal judge to temporarily block the order. Former Harvard president and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers tells ABC News that alienating the world's most talented young people would be a strategic gift to China.
And for what? To try to stifle the progress of scientific research?
University is suing over the Trump order. Wall Street's major indexes closed sharply lower after President Trump threatened a 50% tax on all imports from the European Union and a 25% tariff on smartphones unless they're made in America. Dropping by about half a buck in the past week, the price retailers pay for eggs to $2.92 per dozen, says the Agriculture Department, citing reduced demand. Ukraine and Russia exchanged hundreds of prisoners, even as the bombs dropped today. This is ABC News.